This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Hurricane Ida blasted ashore along the Louisiana coast on Sunday with the eye of one of the most powerful storms ever to hit the United States, arriving near the barrier island of Grand Isle. Speaking on U.S. television Sunday, U.S. President Joe Biden warned the devastation is likely to be immense. We shouldn't kid ourselves. He urged Americans in the path of the storm to take precautions. He noted, take it very seriously. The president said he has already signed an emergency declaration for the states of Louisiana and Mississippi. They are both in the path of the Category 4 storm. He said the federal government will help the region get back on its feet as soon as possible. He urged people in the storm-affected regions to, quote, look out for your neighbors. The U.S. Geological Survey said the Mississippi River in that area on Sunday actually reversed direction because of the storm. This is, of course, a temporary reversal. It's something a USGS expert told CNN is extremely uncommon. That reversal of current at the USGS gauge about 40 kilometers south of New Orleans is due to storm surge and strong winds. The storm Ida initially goes down as tied for the fifth strongest hurricane to make landfall in the United States based on wind speed. Ida rapidly intensified overnight as it moved through some of the warmest ocean water in the world. That's in the northern Gulf of Mexico. Top winds grew by 45 miles per hour to 150 miles per hour or 230 kilometers per hour in just 5 hours. New Orleans hospitals plan to ride out the storm with their beds nearly full, as similarly stressed hospitals elsewhere had little room for evacuated patients due to the COVID-19 pandemic. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.